It's Friday evening, time for us to go home and to have a restful weekend. Welcome to the program As the Sun Sets. Well, it's been another beautiful day in Johannesburg, a lovely day. We gather at the end of the day just to place ourselves in the presence of the Lord and to praise Him and to pray the evening prayer of the church. It's the beginning of the weekend. I hope you're going to have a restful weekend. But as we travel home from work or are already at home, sitting on our easy chairs, got our breviaries in our hands, or our Bibles, whatever it is, welcome to the program with me, Father Emil, and let's spend the next half hour in prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Blessed are you who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who walk in God's ways. Blessed
Friday of the second week of the Psalter. Lord, keep my soul from death and my feet from stumbling. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death, and my feet from stumbling. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your God and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. Jesus was in one of the towns when a man appeared covered with leprosy. And seeing Jesus, he fell on his face and he implored him. Sir, he said, if you want to, you can cure me. And Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, of course I want to. Be cured. And the leprosy left him at once. Jesus ordered him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make the offering for your healing as Moses prescribed it, as evidence for them. Well, the reputation of Jesus continued to grow, and large crowds would gather to hear him and to have their sickness cured. But he would always go off to some place where he could be alone and pray. I suppose as we hear the gospel, we say to ourselves, well, I don't have leprosy. I don't have this disease or that or the other. So this doesn't really apply to me. Well, I think the gospel is such a beautiful one this evening because it really speaks to each and every one of us. That Jesus is the kind of person who says, of course I want to cure you. Of course I want to relieve you of your burdens. Of course I want to forgive you of your sins. Of course I want to, says Jesus to the man with leprosy, who says to Jesus, if you want to, you can cure me. And Jesus says, of course I want to. And we need to be convinced of that readiness on the part of Jesus to break into our lives and to restore us to health and happiness. But if we're not sick, we say, well, what is the Lord going to restore us to? Well, he's going to restore us to friendship with himself. And as we listen to the gospel tonight, important for us to remember that we are all sick in a certain sense. We're all recovering alcoholics, if I can put it that way. We're all recovering in some ways from our sins and our faults and our failings. And each of us is a sinner. Even recently, our Holy Father, when he was interviewed and so on, he said, I am a sinner like everybody else. I also need to go to confession. So nobody's exempt, whether we are an ordinary Christian, whether we're the Pope or the Bishop or a priest, we're all in the same boat. We are children of God, yes, but we are weak and we are a sinful group. And somehow we need to turn to the Lord for mercy and forgiveness. And today, the man with the leprosy is a symbol of you and me. And we go to the Lord with our sinfulness, our leprosy, so to speak. And we say, Lord, if you want to, you can cure me. And the Lord says, of course I want to. So whatever our sin is, as long as we give it the humility, we need to have that humility of the leper who goes to Jesus and says, if you want to, you can cure me. Because he realizes that he has leprosy. He realizes that he is a sick person. And we, all of us, each of us, needs to realize in the same way that we are also sick in a certain sense. And we need to have that humility of simply recognizing that we are weak, human, and sinful. And so we come to the Lord and we say, Lord, this is me. And sometimes we want to hide that. We want to have a beautiful fascia board, so to speak. So we color ourselves and we puff up our egos and so on. And we say, well, we're not that bad. No, let's be quite honest with ourselves as we come to the Lord and say, Lord, this is me. And the Lord says, I know it's you. And Lord, will you cure me? Will you forgive me my sins? The Lord says, why do you even ask such a question? Of course I want to cure you. Of course I want to be with you. And I want you to be loved. I want you to realize just how much I love you. Yesterday we heard in the first reading of the Mass about God's incredible, gratuitous, overflowing love for us. And it's not because we love God. It is that he loves us first. It's that the Lord loves us and loves us just the way we are. So whether we are saints or sinners, the Lord loves us just the way we are. And then notice what the Lord does. He cures the man, yes. And then he says, don't tell anybody about it. In other words, Jesus is not concerned about drawing attention to himself. He doesn't want that. He's got the gift, yes. He's God. He can cure, and he does this. And he says to the man, go off and don't tell anybody about it. Go and pay your offering to the priests as Moses has prescribed it. And then off he goes. But then the reputation of Jesus continues to grow and more people would come to him. What does he do? Well, I think one of the primary purposes of the mission of Jesus was to cure the sick. And so we find so many, many sick people flocking to Jesus on the mountainside. Large crowds would gather to hear him and to have their sickness cured. We heard how people marveled in the temple, in the synagogue. They marveled at every word that fell from his lips. So there must have been something really wonderful about Jesus. Crowds of people would gather, and what would he do? Well, he would always go off to some place where he could be alone and pray. Well, I suppose we all need to take a page out of the book of Jesus, that we're also inundated very often with many, many things. But we need to find time just to be alone and to be with our Father and to pray. To go off onto the hillside, so to speak, to close our door, to go to the chapel, to maybe just close our office door for 5 minutes and say, these 5 minutes I'm going to give to the Lord and I'm going to communicate with Him. So it's in the busyness of our lives, the humdrum and the phone calls and the people coming to see us all the time. So many things that kind of crush in on us. And we simply need to be like Jesus to say, yes, there are people that burst into my life and into your life. But we need to be like Jesus. Find time just to get away, to go to the side, so to speak, just to be alone and to pray. And we find this so often. Every time Jesus is inundated by the crowds, he would say, don't tell anybody about it. And he would slip away into the mountains just to go and be alone with his Father and pray. And I think this is an example to us that we too should, yes, be involved in all the activities of our Christian life and our business life and our family lives and so on. But like Jesus, we need to find a little time each day just to go aside and to pray. There are also times in our lives when we set aside maybe a weekend. And I think that's a very good idea, to find time just to get away, to go on retreat, to get away and to go to the side, just to reflect and to pray and to be alone with the Lord. Maybe we can take a day off sometimes, or a weekend, or sometimes people have the good fortune of being able to get away for a week, for example, or more, just to have a time of retreat, as it's called. But in all the busyness of the life of Jesus, he always said, of course I will cure you. And he touches people. He doesn't just stand at a distance. He gets involved with people. He does what Pope Francis says, you must smell like your sheep. You need to be in touch with people and touch them, embrace them, and just be with them in their lives and feel with them in their agony and their sorrows and their joys and their happinesses and so on. Right there to touch people, just as Jesus touches the leper. And then he says, of course I want to cure you. And the Lord says to you and to me, of course I want to forgive you. Go in peace and be cured and forgiven. I pray that today you and I will be very sensitive to that love and mercy and forgiveness of God, and that you'll find a time just to go aside as Jesus did, to say thank you and to be with the Father. All the peoples will be blessed in him. All nations will praise him. All the people will be blessed in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All the peoples will be blessed in him. Now the Magi were warned in a dream by an angel, and so they returned to their own country by another way. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. The Magi were warned in a dream by an angel, and so they returned to their own country by another way. Now let us pray to the Father who appointed Christ as light of the nations. Father, hear our prayer. Eternal Father, may your church spread to far horizons. May she make Christ present in the midst of the world. You guided wise men from the east to see the newborn Jesus. Reveal your Son to everyone who searches for truth. Lead all nations into the light of Christ, and may they acknowledge him as their Lord and Savior. Send your angels and send your missionaries through the world, and let all people know that their time of grace has come. And grant to the dead the fullness of redemption. Raise them up in Christ, who is the Lord of life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God and Father, by the guidance of a star, you reveal the birth of the Savior of the world. Open our minds to that revelation, and let it bear fruit in our lives. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
I will never forget you, my people. I have carved you on the palm of my hand. I will never forget you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will never forget my own. Does a mother forget her baby? Or a woman the child within her womb? Yeah. Yes, even if these forget, I will never forget my own. I will never forget you, my people. I have carved you of the palm of my hand. I will never
Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
Well, it's been good being with you for the last half hour. I trust you've prayed. Hopefully you've been inspired. If you're traveling home from work, get home safely and know that your loved ones are waiting for you. If you are already at home, well, maybe you've started the weekend on a very good note, that you've been able to spend a moment just thinking about the gospel of the day and praying with me. And so from me, good night and God bless.
Each week, Creamer Media's Engineering News offers unmatched insight into South Africa's real economy. Email subscriptions at engineeringnews.co.za for the magazine that delivers. Creamer Media's Engineering News, not just for engineers.